Chapter 7. On Wednesday afternoon, Lizelle walked up the steps to Mom's and gently put her key in the door. Mom worked late on Wednesdays, and Brian usually stayed out with his friends until after dinner time. Lizelle needed some fresh clothes and her cell phone charger. The battery was dying, and she was afraid to miss Oscar's call. "Maybe tonight he'll call me," she thought. "Maybe he just needed time to think." In her bedroom, Lizelle found a pile of clean laundry folded on her bed. Her comforter was pulled up neatly under her pillows, and the room smelled of dryer sheets and Mom's perfume. Lizelle lay down on her soft bed and buried her face in the pillows, breathing in the clean, familiar scent. She missed her bed, and although she hated to admit it, she missed her house too. Sleeping at Shayna's hadn't been easy. Aunt Zoe had insisted Lizelle sleep on the living room sofa. "It's the most comfortable place we got," she said. But Shayna wanted to stay up late watching TV. Lizelle couldn't sleep with the noise, so she moved to Shayna's room. The musty air mattress barely fit on the floor. Outside, sirens wailed and lights flashed through the dark room several times. When Shayna finally came to bed, she accidentally kicked Lizelle's shoulder. It was 3:15 a.m. Not long after, the baby was awake and fussing. Aunt Zoe stomped in to get her at 5:30. Lizelle felt as if she had been up all night. "It'll be better once we have our own place," Lizelle told herself. "Then I'll have my own room. It'll be just like home." Home. Her old bedroom was quiet and peaceful. Ruby wasn't there whining. The TV wasn't blaring. Aunt Zoe wasn't struggling to take care of everything. It had been 2 days since Lizelle had felt this relaxed. She yawned and curled up on her bed, her eyes suddenly feeling heavy. "Maybe I'll just rest for a few minutes," she thought, as her mind slowly began to drift. Dad was kneeling at the end of a long, dark hallway, his arms open wide. "I miss you," he exclaimed with a smile. "Come here, baby girl." "Daddy!" Lizelle yelled, running down the hallway toward him. But as soon as he saw her, Dad's face changed into an angry grimace. He grabbed her hard by her shoulders and began to shake her. "What did you do?" he growled. "What's wrong with you? You've always been a burden. I never wanted you. Hear me? I don't want you." He pushed her aside and stormed down the long, dark corridor. "Daddy!" Lizelle pleaded. She followed him into the darkness and emerged onto a familiar porch. She grabbed his shoulder. "Please don't leave me," she begged. He turned, but when he faced her, he was no longer her father. Oscar stared back at her with the same angry expression. "You heard me, girl," he hissed, pushing her away. "I don't want you."
"No,"
she screamed.
"Lizelle, wake up."
Lizelle bolted upright, her heart pounding in her chest. She shoved away the hand from her shoulder. For a moment, she didn't know where she was or who was next to her, but then she saw her brother staring down at her. It was dark outside. She must have been asleep for several hours.
"You okay? You were yelling."
"Yeah," Lizelle murmured, trying to shake away the dream. "What are you doing here?"
"What are you doing here?" Brian answered. "I've been home for like an hour. I didn't even know you were here till you started hollering. You sure you're okay?"
"I'm fine," she grumbled, shoving the laundry and her cell phone charger into her pink bag. "I just needed a couple things, that's all." Brian's face was serious.
"Look, Lizelle, why don't you just stay here? Mom will be home in a little while. She's real worried about you. She told me you're pregnant."
"You ain't gotta worry about me, Brian," Lizelle snapped. "I'm fine. Me and Shayna, we're getting an apartment. I'm gonna be on my own." Lizelle watched her brother carefully. She felt proud to tell him she was moving out. She wanted him to be jealous.
"Shayna?" Brian replied with surprise. "Why would you want to live with Shayna?"
"Because," Lizelle answered sharply, "she wants to live with me. We're gonna help each other out."
"No offense, but she ain't the most responsible girl in the world. You really want to live with her? Besides, you're only 16. How are you going to pay for an apartment and with a baby on top of it?" Lizelle wondered the same thing, though she wouldn't admit it to Brian. She had tried to talk to Shayna about her fears. Shouldn't they be looking for jobs and a place to live? Each time she brought it up, Shayna got annoyed. "Girl, stop stressing," she would say, turning up the volume on the TV. "We got plenty of time." "You're just jealous because you gotta stay here with Mom," Lizelle snapped, hoping to change the subject. "Look, Lizelle," Brian began, sitting on the bed next to her. "I know we don't always get along, but can we be real for a second? You're gonna have a baby. You gotta start thinking about what's best for the kid." "I am," she insisted. "What about the father? He's gonna help you out, right?" Lizelle shrugged. "I think so," she said. "Yeah, he's gonna call me today." "He better do more than call you," Brian replied, his voice suddenly angry. "He's about to be a father. Kids need a father. It ain't right the way guys bail on their kids around here. It makes me sick." Lizelle had never heard her brother sound so serious before. His eyes flashed with a cold hostility.
"Yo, if you need me to talk to this guy for you, just tell me, Lizelle. I'll teach that boy a lesson."
"I don't need you to do anything for me, Brian," Lizelle said. "Promise me you're gonna stay out of this." Brian nodded and stared out the dark window, his hands clenched into tight fists. Lizelle liked that he was being protective, but part of her was frightened of the anger in his eyes. She knew about his temper, the same anger that got him kicked out of Blueford. "I saw Dad," she admitted quickly, trying to change the subject. "I went to his place the night I left. He told Mom to come get me. He didn't want me there." Brian shook his head, a look of disgust on his face. "That man," he grumbled. "I could have told you he'd do that. No offense, girl, but you've always had a crazy story in your head about Dad. Like he's Santa Claus or something." "Yeah, he's like Santa, all right. Only showing up once a year with presents like we're supposed to be all happy because he bought us stuff. That ain't a father, if you ask me. A real father spends time with his kids. A real father will help Mom out."
"I know," Lizelle said weakly. "I guess I just thought, I don't know, I guess I thought I could change his mind, like I could make him want me."
Brian looked at her thoughtfully. "You can't make nobody be nothing they ain't," he said. "People are who they are, Lizelle. If they act like fools, you should believe them, not try to change them or pretend they're something else." Lizelle listened carefully to her brother's words. She thought about Oscar. Up till now, he hadn't given her much reason to believe he would stand by her side. Did that mean she should just give up on him?
"People can change sometimes," she said.
"Maybe," Brian replied. "But you can't make them. They gotta do that on their own." Lizelle finished packing her bag.
"I gotta go," she said reluctantly. "Don't tell Mom I was here, okay?"
Brian shrugged. "Sorry I grabbed your arm the other night. I just got mad, you know?"
"Yeah," Lizelle replied.
Outside, it was starting to rain again. Lizelle sighed wearily, wishing she didn't have to make the long trip back to Shayna's. Brian handed her a crumpled $20 bill.
"Just take it. Be safe. I'm that baby's uncle. Remember that," he said as she walked down the stairs and into the rain.
On Thursday night, Aunt Zoe announced she was going out. She emerged from her bedroom dressed in a shiny blue skirt and matching top. Her hair was pressed smooth, and her lips shined with pale red lipstick. Her pointy black shoes clicked on the wood floors.
"Girls, I'm going to dinner," she said.
Lizelle was surprised at how pretty she looked. Usually she had a burp cloth draped over her shoulder or a stained apron tied around her waist. Her eyes seemed to sparkle with energy.
"You look nice," Lizelle said with a smile.
"Thank you," she replied proudly. She glanced at Shayna, who was rummaging through the refrigerator. "It's been quite a while since I've gone out. I'm having dinner with my friends from church. We might even go to the movies. You girls will have to put Ruby to bed tonight."
Aunt Zoe looked at Shayna and sighed.
"But maybe I should cancel. Ruby's been fussy today."
"She's fine, Ma," Shayna said quickly. "Don't worry, we got it, right, Lizelle?"
"There's a bottle in the fridge. Warm it up and feed her before bedtime. I'll have my cell phone on all night if you need me. The number's on the fridge.
Have fun, Shayna exclaimed, her voice oddly cheerful.
Shayna flashed a quick grin at Lizelle, as if they were sharing a secret, though Lizelle didn't know what it was.
Yeah, have fun,
Lizelle replied, looking at the baby nervously. Ruby was sitting on the floor, a rattle clutched in her small hand. Lizelle had never taken care of a young child before, or any child, for that matter. For the past few days, she had actually avoided Ruby. She tried to pay attention to all that Aunt Zoe did to care for her, but in truth, it seemed overwhelming. Boring, even. Bottles, diapers, food, bathing. She was amazed at how much her aunt did. Sometimes it seemed as if she didn't stop moving all day. Shayna knows what to do, Lizelle assured herself. It's only for a few hours. Besides, maybe me and Shayna can talk about where we're going to live. But as soon as her mother left, Shayna jumped up from the couch and disappeared into her room. She returned a short time later, wearing a snug skirt, black boots, and a shiny black top that plunged low on her chest. She put a hand on her hip and arched her back the way models do at the end of a fashion runway.
How do I look?
She asked Lizelle with a mischievous grin.
Good, I guess, Lizelle replied uncertainly.
Why you all dressed up?
You got a cover for me, girl. I'm going out.
Going out? Lizelle repeated nervously.
What you mean, Shayna?
She watched as her cousin slipped on her puffy red coat and fixed her lipstick in the mirror.
But we gotta watch the baby.
I won't be that long, Shayna replied, flashing her a smile. Besides, you need the practice, right? You're gonna have your own baby soon enough.
Is she kidding?
Lizelle wondered. Shayna grabbed her cell phone from the coffee table and kissed Ruby on the head. Ruby smiled and tried to grab the zipper on her mother's coat.
Bye, baby girl, Shayna said.
Shayna, you can't just leave, Lizelle repeated, her voice rising in fear.
I can't take care of her by myself. She don't even know me. I think I make her nervous.
Don't be stupid, Shayna answered. She sounded slightly annoyed.
Just be cool, right? It ain't that complicated. Just give her a bottle and put her to bed. I'll be back before you know it.
Shayna, wait, Lizelle pleaded, following her to the door.
I got a bad feeling about this. Seriously, you should just stay here. I thought we could look for apartments. We barely talked about how we're going to get our own place. If you want to see your friends, maybe me and your mom could watch Ruby Friday night or something.
Shayna chuckled bitterly.
Look, Lizelle, just do me this favor. You don't understand.
Understand what?
What it's like for me, she confessed.
For a moment, Shayna looked sad. Her forehead wrinkled, and she shook her head as if she was trying to shake away a thought.
I want to go out, Lizelle, all right? You owe me anyway. I am letting you stay at my house, right?
Yeah, Lizelle answered. She didn't like the way her cousin was talking to her.
I guess.
I'll see you later. Just be cool, all right? Shayna grabbed her jacket and headed down the hallway. Lizelle turned to face Ruby, who was still sitting on the floor. She looked up at Lizelle, her brown eyes wide and slightly nervous.
It's okay, Lizelle said, forcing herself to smile. We'll be all right.
Ruby rubbed her eyes. A trickle of mucus dripped from her tiny nose. Lizelle sat on the floor and put Ruby on her lap.
Maybe Shayna's right, she thought, trying to calm herself. I do need the practice, I guess.
It was 6 o'clock p.m. At 7:33 p.m., Ruby began to cry. It started softly with a sniffle and her small mouth curling down into a frown. She was sitting on the floor holding a stuffed puppy. She rubbed her eyes and let out a small cough.
Maybe she's tired. I should feed her,
Lizelle thought. She took the bottle from the fridge and ran it under warm water the way Aunt Zoe did. Ruby crawled after her, bumping her head on the refrigerator. She let out a cry that morphed into a steady, loud sob.
It's okay,
Lizelle exclaimed, dropping the bottle in the sink. She scooped up Ruby. Tears streamed from Ruby's eyes. Lizelle grabbed the bottle, which was still cold, and sat on the couch. She tried to get Ruby to eat, but the child squirmed away, arching her back in frustration. She looked at Lizelle and let out a loud squeal. Lizelle cringed. What's wrong? She thought. She tried to remember what she had seen Aunt Zoe do when Ruby would cry. Lizelle pressed Ruby close to her and walked around the room, bouncing her gently. She put her in her crib and whispered, "Hush." She tried to give her the bottle again, but no matter what she did, Ruby kept crying. Sweat dripped down Lizelle's forehead. Her head ached from the noise. Ruby clung to her shirt, her wet eyes pleading with Lizelle. She was sweating too. "What's wrong with you?" she imagined Ruby screaming. "Why won't you help me?" "How's Lizelle gonna raise a child?" Dad's voice shouted in her head. "You know she isn't ready for no baby." Dad's words burned in her chest. In that moment, looking down at Ruby, Lizelle knew they were true. More than ever, she felt lost, panicky. Her heart began to pound. The room began to spin. Ruby's cries grew steadily louder. "I don't know what to do," Lizelle yelled in the empty apartment. She grabbed her cell phone and called Shayna, but her voicemail answered after only one ring. Lizelle left Shayna a frantic message. Ruby began to wail. "Oh, please stop crying," Lizelle pleaded. "I don't know what to do." Tears sprang to Lizelle's eyes. "I'm sorry," she sobbed, hugging Ruby close to her chest. "I don't know how to take care of you." It was almost 8:30. Ruby had been crying for an hour. "Baby girl, you need me more now than you ever have." Mom's words echoed in her head. "Is this what Mom meant? Is this what it'll be like?" Lizelle wondered. She raced to the kitchen and dialed the phone number Aunt Zoe had left on the fridge. Aunt Zoe answered immediately. "Ruby won't stop crying," Lizelle blurted into the phone. "I've tried everything." "Lizelle, what's wrong?" Aunt Zoe said, her voice tense. "I don't know. She just won't stop," she cried. "Where's Shayna?" "Please, Aunt Zoe, I don't know what to do,"